This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. We've spent each night this week answering your questions about the coronavirus in the United States, and now we're going to look at what's happening over the border to the south. Many of you have asked about how Mexico is responding to the pandemic, and our correspondent Carrie Kahn has some answers with us from Mexico City. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Ari.
What's it like down there? Is everything totally closed down?
It depends where you are. Some cities and states have taken more precautions than others, but as of April 1st through the 30th, Mexico declared a health emergency, and that means all non-essential businesses and industries nationwide are closed. So restaurants, bars, nightclubs, recreational areas, including the parks and all of Mexico's beaches are closed for business. So, and I did go out reporting a little bit today with a mask and my microphone on a long six-foot pole, and the streets definitely are pretty empty, but there's still people out, and essential workers have to take the metro and the public transportation, so you do see a lot of people on the street still.
And I know a lot of Americans live in Mexico. Are they trying to get out? Are they able to if they want to?
Well, there's probably about a million, maybe a million and a half American-born residents living in Mexico now. It's hard to know exactly because many of them, a lot of people don't have proper immigration documents, and they might live part-time here. But there are a lot of them, and a lot of retirees, which is difficult because they're probably in their 60s or 70s, and that's an age group we all know has been hit hard by the coronavirus. And Mexico's health system is not very robust, and we've already seen weaknesses in it with lack of bed space and equipment, and we're not even in the thick of the outbreak like you all are in the U.S. But there are still flights to the U.S. from most major Mexican cities. And the U.S. State Department, I think it was last week, urged Americans all over the world that if you want to come home, do it now and don't wait.
Well, we're getting some questions from American expats living in Mexico. One comes from Bob, who asked this.
I'm calling with a question about the stimulus package. I'm retired, living in Mexico, but I pay taxes and vote in the United States. Will I get a check for my husband and me? He's Mexican and has no Social Security account number. We are, however, a married couple.
Interesting question. Carrie, do you know the answer to that?
Well, I did consult with Scott Horsley, who has been on your show
many times. Our economics correspondent, yeah.
Yes. And he says Bob will get his $1,200 check as long as he makes less than $75,000 a year, and the amount goes down the more he makes. His Mexican husband will not. And for Bob, living in Mexico doesn't disqualify him. You know, he will continue to get his eligible U.S. benefits, which he probably gets Social Security, just like he always does. And I'm assuming he has a U.S. bank and then transfers or withdraws money through a Mexican bank. And the banking system here is up and running here as normal, so he can do it. As for other U.S. services, though, Bob might need the U.S. consulates and embassy here in Mexico are on reduced staff due to the outbreak.
Okay, that's really helpful. This next question comes from Ruth in California.
My question is about my son, who is currently hunkering down in Mexico City. He plans on attending Berkeley Law in August. Should he come home now to Los Angeles? He'd be coming home to a house of 360-ish adults, and he would have a shared bathroom with one other person. I'm worried that he won't be able to get home later.
That sounds like a tough situation. Carrie, what advice do you have?
Ooh, that's a tough question. You know, travel now is greatly discouraged, especially through airports where you're exposed to groups of people and a lot of travelers. And if he came into a house of senior citizens, he could introduce the virus to everyone. You know, those are particularly vulnerable people to COVID-19. But the airlines are open for business. I could get on a flight right now from Mexico and be in Los Angeles, you know, right by tomorrow. They are reduced, but there are direct flights. The land borders are open to essential travelers, too. He can definitely get to them all. But there's
is essential travelers, I mean, how is that defined? Would her son qualify?
It's for mostly workers and trade and commerce that goes through the border. But if you are a U.S. citizen and you get to the border, a land border, and you say, I want to come into the country, I don't think a border agent would turn you around. But you can go on an airline. There are no restrictions on the airlines. But also, they do need to weigh in the risks and everything that Mexico City is the epicenter right now for the outbreak of COVID-19 in Mexico. Most cases are here in the capital and the outlying metropolitan area. So that's a tough question.
All right. In our last minute, let's take this final question from Susan in Baja California.
Why are the airlines still sending tourists to Cabo San Lucas? Isn't there a ban on non-essential travel from America to Canada and Mexico?
Carrie, why is that?
Oh, it's such a great question, and I've been asking lots of people about that. The airlines still have flights to all major Mexican cities. You can book one from JFK to Mexico City nonstop. And you can get international flights from Charles de Gaulle to Mexico City.
So just in a sense or two, why?
Tourists, there's no restriction on air travel. But tourists may be among those travelers flying into Mexico, but their numbers are down. And if you get here and you get to a site like Cabo San Lucas, where Susan lives in Baja California Sur, or Puerto Vallarta, everything is closed. Okay. In Cabo, the entire tourist industry is closed. Nothing's open.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Mexico City, thank you for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thanks, Ari.
Well, it's Friday. We have made it through another week, and many of you have told us what is helping you cope with this new reality. To end the week, we asked that question of our staff, who are working long hours to bring you the National Conversation 5 nights a week. So, here's what's getting us through it.
Maria Amraeva, watching Good Place.
Michael Cullen, what makes me happy this week is WXPN in Philadelphia. A public radio station doing an amazing job serving its listeners stuck at home with great music.
Monika Evstatieva, working out to really loud music.
Barry Hardiman, the Netflix documentary Tiger King, and rereading Edith Wharton's Custom of the Country.
I'm Claire Lombardo, and what's making me happy is eating Nutella straight from the jar. Don't worry, I'm not sharing it with anyone.
This is Eric Maripodi, and the warm weather is making me happy.
Lauren Migaki, eating carbs and rewatching the TV show Scrubs.
Jeff Pierre, the game NBA 2K.
Simone Popperell, waving at dogs and babies from a safe distance.
This is Neil Tivalt, and what's making me happy this week is spending more time outside in the sun while staying away from everyone else.
Mia Venkat, and dressing up for Saturday night virtual parties with my college friends on Zoom.
This is Carlene, and what's been getting me through are my daily walks and music.
Social media team. Sarah Gilbert is the VP of News Programming. Thanks also to Kara Tallow, Natalie Friedman-Winston, Steve Drummond, and Gail Austin. Also to my co-host, Michelle Martin. It seems fitting to end this week with someone whose music has gotten many of us through tough times. Bill Withers has died at the age of 81. Of course, the Grammy-winning artist gave us classics like Ain't No Sunshine, Lovely Day, and of course, Lean On Me.
We all have pain.
A few years ago, Bill Withers told the podcast Death, Sex, and Money, "The best advice anybody ever gave me was very simple. Go make something out of yourself."
Lean on me when you're not strong.
I'm Ari Shapiro. We'll be back Monday with more of your questions and answers. This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.